Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Adam Klasfeld, who is a reporter for Courthouse News Service. He has been covering the Bradley Manning trial from the beginning, and he just wrote the article, Manning Gives Contrite Statement as 90-Year Max Sentence Looms. Welcome to Background Briefing, Adam Klasfeld.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, the testimony that Bradley Manning gave today, where he spoke for the first time, it wasn't sworn testimony. So what is the point of that? Is it because it cannot be cross-examined?
Well, 2 points of that. Yes, it's unsworn, so it's not subject to cross-examination. And another thing is, it's the first time that he's testified during the trial phase of his court-martial. Now, the court-martial has been going on for roughly 3 years. It started with an Article 32 hearing, which is the military equivalent of a grand jury, in December 2010. He actually has spoken since then in November when he was discussing his treatment at Quantico Prison when he was in an 8x6 cell for more than 23 hours a day. That was actually sworn testimony. He was subject to cross-examination at that time. He also delivered a statement in February, which was dramatically opposite to what we heard in Fort Meade today.
And what's your interpretation of why he appeared to be so contrite? I mean, he is facing, for all intents and purposes, a life sentence.
Oh, absolutely. It's hard to say. I can't really speak to what's going on in Bradley Manning's mind. I can say that he appeared nervous on the stand. As you mentioned, he could face 90 years in prison as a 25-year-old man. That's the rest of his life. It could be a calculation, or it could be he says in the statement that based on what he saw in the sentencing and the merits phase of trial, that he believed that he saw that the leaks hurt people and hurt the United States, which is interesting because seeing at it from someone who's seen the unclassified portion of the testimony, what reporters have seen is what reporters have reported, that the actual damage was much less than people had anticipated. What I can say is, for through the mind of an idealistic young man, there were things that I can't imagine that when coming to light he would have found troubling, that certain names had appeared in the files. There were people who had to be shuttled to safety, for example, that there was an operation in Afghanistan to warn people that their names had been exposed. But in terms of tracing a name being exposed, none of those names came into harm's way, according to the testimony. The Brigadier General who investigated these leaks, Brigadier General Robert Carr, said that he could not trace any of the leaks to a death. So it's difficult to say what's going through Manning's mind today and what he was referring to the great damage, because that damage didn't seem readily apparent in open court.
So in effect, you're suggesting, Adam Klasfeld, that Bradley Manning today contradicted the weight of his defense testimony? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's interesting. It's maybe almost contradicting what the open court testimony had shown. The defense's sentencing case, it seemed like today was at the same time very surprising, but not entirely unexpected. If you look at where the defense case has been from the beginning of sentencing, they have called attention to Manning's psychological state before in the merits phase, and in Manning's statement, they had mostly talked about the limited effect of the leaks, that they talked about Manning's idealism. Right now in the sentencing phase, there's a lot of conversation about his tough childhood. There's a lot of conversation about their taking clinical psychologists and forensic psychologists who are talking about the effect that childhood had on his psyche. They seem to be backtracking on the position that the leaks had a very limited effect. Beyond that, I don't know if I can speculate as to why he did that because, I can't really speak to Bradley Manning's psyche.
Sure. Again, I'm speaking with Adam Klasfeld, who's a reporter for Courthouse News Service. He has been covering the Bradley Manning trial from the beginning, And he just wrote an article at Courthouse News Service. Manning gives contrite statement as 90-year max sentence looms. Now, in saying he's sorry that he hurt the United States, he said that his only regret for his actions was that I should have worked more aggressively inside the system. So wasn't that one of the problems that he had was that he tried to work inside the system and nobody was interested? I mean,
that was two highlights of the defense, that there was one incident that they spoke about where, and this even when he was talking to Adrian Lemieux, the former hacker who turned him into the authorities, he mentioned this incident when he was in Iraq and he was given an order to find quote-unquote bad guys who he learned in his research and investigation were actually people distributing literature about financial corruption in the Maliki presidency. So he took that to a superior working within the system there and was told, no, let's find more bad guys, but according to these chat logs, according to testimony that we heard in court. So there was an instance there where he did try working within a system. But what he did in terms of the kind of mass disclosures, it's very hard to imagine a systemic approach to that he was basically leaking categories of data. I don't know any kind of systemic approach of saying expose the diplomatic cables, for example, 250 cables, to give people a more broad view of U.S. statecraft and diplomacy. That's something that can only be accomplished with a leak. So he, in that statement, I think he's distancing himself entirely from that action.
Well, but Adam Klasfeld, when you mentioned earlier about Bradley Manning being sorry for hurting the United States and the extent to which naming some people that had worked for the United States as informants, etc., in these State Department cables, I mean, the fact that he gave them wholesale to WikiLeaks without any redactions, that was the nature of the leak.
Yes.
But the real decision, my understanding, is that when the New York Times and The Guardian and El País and the other people that were handed these leaks by WikiLeaks, they were the ones that felt obliged to redact their names. And Julian Assange was furious with them. He wanted to go at it exactly as, with 100% transparency. So I'm surprised that Bradley Manning is taking the fall here. Couldn't he have made the argument that, well, of course, he can't really make the argument that, because he didn't redact them, he gave him raw intelligence. But the person who really was insisting on not redacting the information was Assange, not him.
Well, I don't know if there's anything known about what step in the process, if any, Bradley Manning had in Assange's decision to redact or not redact certain things. At the time, Cablegate began as a more controls release, then for some reason that was disputed between Assange and The Guardian, all the entire 250,000 cable trove had been exposed. So it's
That's what happened. You know, when the New York Times and when The Guardian said we got to redact these names, Assange got mad and then released them unredacted to the world. That's what happened.
Yes. And that was, I can imagine, from Manning's point of view, when he's delivering the statement, I wanted to help people, not hurt people. He might have been talking about the testimony that came out about leaked names being shuttled to safety. We don't know the scale of that kind of operation. That wasn't revealed in open court. We do know that with the Afghanistan battlefield reports, which WikiLeaks released as war logs, those reports led to a 9-month operation to what is known as mitigation efforts to inform the people on the ground that their names had been exposed. And that number was in the thousands. So that was a large-scale operation, and that might have been what he was referring to at that time. He might have been saying in court that he didn't have a clear understanding that that would result in his youthful idealism.
So, Adam, given that you've been covering this trial from the beginning and today in the sentencing, which is going to happen next week, I believe, Bradley Manning did speak, albeit in unsworn testimony, where he said he's sorry for his actions, that I'm sorry my actions hurt people, I'm sorry that I hurt the United States, and that he should have worked more aggressively inside the system. I imagine that anybody is facing, is 25 years old and is facing 90 years in jail, or effectively the rest of their lives, they're going to, aren't they going to appeal for mercy? I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I mean, on one hand, it's very, of course he's going to be apologetic, of course he's going to seek mercy. The thing that I was noting in my article was how much of a dramatic reversal this marked when looking at his other unsworn statement, the one that he gave in February.
Well, that's true, but I guess his lawyers told him that he's not in good shape, right? I mean, isn't it pretty clear that this is a military court? He has violated military rules. So this is not a civilian court. Isn't it a foregone conclusion that whatever sentence he gets, it's going to be pretty severe?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I think it's been known for a while, especially since the verdict, that his sentence was going to be severe.
Right.
Before, it used to be he was facing more than 136 years in prison. That potential sentence was reduced to 90 years only recently. And I think at best he could only expect a sentence of decades in prison. So I think, of course, it's quite natural that he is going to appear very apologetic today. I guess where I'm hesitating here is to definitively say, because I'm not in the mind of Bradley Manning, I can only see a young man on the witness stand appearing nervous and delivering statements that are markedly different than anything he said before.
And assuming that he's given a stiff sentence, which is very likely, maybe the judge may show some mercy and not throw the book at him with 90 years, but maybe even half of that is pretty draconian. Will he go to Leavenworth? I mean, they don't have any club feds in the military.
No, he is currently staying in Leavenworth. I don't know if he would remain in Leavenworth in the event of a sentence. I don't think that information has been revealed yet. But that's where he's staying now. When he was first arrested, he was in Baghdad and then sent to Kuwait, then to Quantico, and now, since that time, in Leavenworth.
Well, at the very least, they should be able to deduct the time that he's already served.
And that is actually, that's a pretty much a foregone conclusion. Plus, he has a deduction of time for the time he spent in Quantico. When I mentioned the Quantico hearing earlier, I don't know how much your listeners are aware of his stay in Quantico, but that was the time when he was spending more than 23 hours a day in an 8x6 cell, routinely monitored on suicide watch. The military judge ruled it unlawful pretrial punishment, and in that ruling deducted over 100 days to what's sure to be a lengthy sentence. So there is going to be that deduction. There is likely to be a deduction for the time he served, but he still faces pretty hefty time.
Well, Adam Klasfeld, I thank you very much for joining us from the trial at Fort Meade. And we'll stay in touch, obviously, and find out what happens next week.
Thank you so much.
Again, I've been speaking with Adam Klasfeld, who's a reporter for Courthouse News Service. He has been covering the Bradley Manning trial from the beginning, and he just wrote an article at Courthouse News Service, Manning Gives Contrite Statement as 90-Year Max Sentence Looms. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking about Jesse Jackson Jr. and his wife's sentencing today in Washington, D.C.
Good morning, world, Your Honor. The crown will plainly show the prisoner who now stands before you was caught red-handed showing feelings of an almost human nature. This will not do.